Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is Infantry Soldier Specialist Mark Hall.
Yeah, I did a good thing. I'm back from Iraq. I served my country. The only thing on my mind right now is to get down and serve big time with family.
Mark Hall has been in jail since December 11th because of this rap song. He wrote it after he was told he would be deployed to Iraq for another year-long tour. He'd expected to be out of the Army by February. That's when his term of service was supposed to end, but that's not what ended up happening. That's why the lyrics blast the Army and its stop-loss policy, but they also describe Specialist Hall going on a shooting spree, and in the wake of Fort Hood's tragedy, Hall's commanders decided to be extra cautious, and they jailed him. The military is expected to decide in the coming days whether they will charge him or not. We're joined this morning by Mark Hall's civil lawyer, Jim Klimaski. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is Specialist Hall charged with?
Well, he's charged with making threats, one of which is based on the song, but it's very difficult to understand what the charges are. They drafted the charge sheet, I think, very quickly to avoid the issue of him deciding whether or not he's going to go to Iraq again.
Well, here's the portion of the song that actually got him into trouble.
Still against the wall, I grab my M4, spray and watch all the bodies hit the floor. I bet you never stop, lost nobody no more. In your next lifetime, of course, no remorse.
That's him describing himself taking his M4 and going on a spree in protest against the stop-loss policy. Is that not a threat?
Well, you have to listen to the whole song. I mean, the song is really about stop-loss and what's wrong with the program. And I think like almost 200,000 soldiers have been stop-lossed over these wars so far. The Army keeps saying they're going to stop the program, and they claim they have several times, but they keep doing it. And he wrote this song in protest. He wrote this song back in the summer. They've known about this song for a long time. This is not anything new to them. He didn't do anything after writing the song. They know that. They talk with him. They didn't feel threatened by him. They sent him on training to California with the unit. So the idea that all of a sudden now they feel threatened, I don't think that that's true.
So do you think that the military is just overreacting to the Fort Hood tragedy? Is that what I hear you saying?
I'm not going to say the word overreacting. I think that they felt they were in a bind and decided, well, the best way we can get out of the bind is put him in jail. So they charged him.
And what will be his defense?
That he didn't threaten anybody and nobody felt threatened. That this is a song and he has a First Amendment right to say that.
But Jim Klimaski, does the military have any special powers to suspend freedom of speech?
Well, I mean, he can't say it in uniform, he can't speak for the Army, but he's not speaking for the Army. He's speaking for himself. And he wasn't in uniform writing this song or publishing it.
Okay, well, we are talking about Specialist Mark Hall, who is in jail right now for the rap song that he wrote, in which he described going on a shooting spree. The specialist was supposed to be home from Iraq when his term of service ended. He was redeployed because of the stop-loss program, and we spoke with Jim Klimaski, the D.C.-based civil lawyer who is representing Specialist Mark Hall.